Libido is sexual energy. Why do we actually want to have sex? Well, one is for pleasure, especially more in our culture, but from a physiological base level, it's to procreate, to have babies. So if you look at base needs, base desires, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the needs pyramid, you may have heard of this. The situation is like this. Sex is a primal desire, but it's not a base need. The base need is food, security, a place to live, shelter. And when those things are stressed, you don't care about anything above that. When you're dying of thirst, all you care about is thirst. It's not until these needs are met that sexual desire, desire to have a child, desire for status, desire to give to charity. Those things are invisible when you're on the bottom of the pyramid, and that's manifested in having low self-esteem. And what actually solves that, the base level, is money. When you have no money, you're going to be stressed out. She has no money, she's reliant on you right now, and she's living with you, and you're kind of frustrated and pressuring her. And that causes her to have insecurity in the relationship. And since you live together, it causes her to have insecurity in her living situation. Of course, she's not going to feel super sexy right now. But if you get your money right, she can move up. So before we get to what I would advise.
It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sambodan, dubelang, apshene, molene, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, yes, you are still streaming and you are still listening to Mjolene's X podcast, and yes, you are still listening to the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives, so little time, who hosts it with the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese scope, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I know we threw you off because we had some voice clip, but you will find out why that voice clip was relevant in today's topic. The lady of the house is here as well. Oskumi, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I know everybody thought, hey, banna. Like,
who is this man talking?
I know, right? But are you good otherwise?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Accounts are balancing?
Hey, they never do.
Why I'm talking about accounts is we are accounting to this particular episode and this particular topic. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today, hence the voice clip earlier, we are talking about money as an aphrodisiac.
Yabo.
Basically, that means people who use money to get sex.
In other words, is there a relationship between money and sex?
Other than
the ladies of the night.
Oh, there absolutely is. Why do you think Dubai exists? Why do you think so many of our beautiful, beautiful young ladies go all the way to Dubai and they do the things that they do? Yes, because there is a relationship between love, money, and sex.
All right, so that's what we're going to be talking about. Is there a relationship? Are you attracted to somebody sexually if they are moneyed versus when they are not? And the clip that you heard when we started our show is taken from "Money Is the Most Powerful Aphrodisiac" by Travis Wu. He is a psychologist. Who, if you just go on YouTube, just type in Travis Wu, and also then you'll see this particular topic where he talks about money is the most powerful aphrodisiac. And it's just that we played a clip from this particular video, but if you expand on it, it's just 9 minutes long. He talks about, if you heard, the hierarchy of needs. Right. Mm-hmm. And
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes, we have our basic needs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, like you said in the previous episode, unfortunately or fortunately, our survival now and the needs that requires us to survive requires money, right?
Yeah.
So if we do not have money, how do we fry chips, literally and figuratively speaking?
Hence the term gold digger
comes to mind.
Was invented.
Yes.
You know, there are women who literally look for men who have money, because they decided a long time ago, or whenever in their lives, that poverty does not look good on them.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're going to be with a man, he has to have money.
Njalo.
Okay. We're not going to go into what drives that decision, but it is a thing. We all know it, you know, and which is why we throw around the term, oh, she's a gold digger. You know, it's because these women will not date anybody who does not have money.
Yeah.
Money is attractive to them.
Yes.
If you do not have money, you are not attractive to them. You might be a nice guy, but you don't have money, so therefore she's not attracted to you.
Yeah. And I suppose ubuhle bendoda ngithi kuse inkomeni.
So I've heard.
Right, so the beauty of a man in translation is in
his
pockets. Benjamin's, what type of animals does he have in his pockets? I think that the last time we turned around, we tiger, 20 rand, we chalk, or 50 rand, we pinky, see 100 rand, we clip, okay, 200 is too cheap, but those are the notes that I know of off by head. But that is what a man is measured with.
And listen, I don't blame some of these women, hey?
Mm.
And men, because there are men also who look for people who have money, whether it's a woman or a man.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not just women. It's both women and men. I don't blame these people. Cooking oil is 82 rand.
Yep.
Cooking oil. The thing that I need to fry eggs, which are 64 rand. So all in all, I'm spending 84 plus 64. I can't do math, but it's like 140 something. And then add a liberoto, which is like 20 bucks. So all in all, I need like a good 150 to just have a basic meal of bread and eggs. I need 150.
Let me put this into a better concept. We're not bragging, guys, né? By the way. It's just the Mjolo Pond just got us very recently. Just anyway. So I decided last week to be a boyfriend of significant note. And be like, okay, how to see surprise about to be to smatumele in Bali, roses and wine, shampoo, and the chocolate. And
so you were boyfriending, my friend.
I was boyfriending.
Ah, you were boyfriending. Lalela,
it's too much.
Hey, I taught you well.
Hey, so
I taught you well.
I realized, like you were saying, I realized something. My boyfriend commodity jumped up by doing that.
Of course, your stock went up.
You know, apart from everything else that, from an anatomy's point of view, could go up.
Wow.
My boyfriend commodity jumped up, you know, and I realized then, you know, that, really a beauty of a man is seen in gestures, as we would put it. And I suppose aphrodisiac, money, sex is sort of within that same terrain. And we're not talking about, like, Lerato Kanyago, by the way, who you have a guy who's gonna just, without playing games, go to a stadium and then book it out for dinner. We're not talking about such. If you can, even if you are the recipient of thereof, you're lucky. But we're just talking about, money as a lubricant, right? Mm-hmm. To a relationship, and we're not even putting like price tags to it. The little bits of what we call love languages.
Listen, there was a thread I read on Twitter a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And this lady, she said, she was talking about why men deserve nothing. And she said she invited this guy over for dinner.
Yes.
At her house.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Anyway, dinner was happening at her house. And she cooked. She went and she bought Wagyu beef. And we all know how expensive that is.
Mm-hmm.
And she prepared everything, blah, 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 blah. And then the guy asked, what should I bring? And she's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? And he was like, no, 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 I'll come with the wine and dessert. Did this guy not show up late?
It's true.
Empty-handed. Oof. And she was now going on about how she had prepared this dinner, how much it cost her. And then this person just showed up empty-handed, whereas he had promised. And then she said she didn't ask him to bring those things. Yeah. He offered, you know. And that had me thinking, if I was inviting you to my house for dinner and you asked me, what should I bring? I'll tell you nothing. Because I'll make sure that I have everything.
Mm.
You know, because your money or what you can afford to buy or to bring is not a requirement in what we are trying to establish.
Mm.
So I'll tell you, bring nothing. If you insist, that's on you. It's on you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then if it does not work out, I'm not going to sit and then inch a spreadsheet and say, I spent this, I spent that, I spent. No, because I offered. Mm. I invited you to my house. I wanted to cook for you. It's the same as going out. You know, going out, if I invite you out, I'm going to pay for the bill because I invited you.
Absolutely.
You were sitting at your house doing probably nothing, or you had other plans. And then I said to you, no, come spend the day with me, or come spend 2, 3, 4 hours with me. I'm going to pay. If I don't have that money, I'm not going to invite you out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And for me, that's how the money and versus relationship thing goes.
Yeah.
I don't understand why money is such a problem in relationships.
I think with this, we're just talking about, hence I'm saying, when you talk about aphrodisiac, you're just talking about...
Listen, there are literally people who go out to high-end or high-class places to attract people who have money.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is their spec in life.
Mm.
Their spec is people who have money.
Yep.
Target and off. I am not hating. I have seen it in action and it takes a lot and I admire and I take my hat off. I say kudos to those people who can put themselves in such situations because I could never. My God, it takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my poverty-constricted mind cannot even begin...
To fathom.
Not even fathom. To attempt. To attempt.
Okay.
Because it is a lot. Listen, it just... just putting on makeup for an ordinary day... For me, is a lot. Now I have to put on makeup and look stunning and slay so that I can attract a man with money. That's a lot for me. Like, just thinking about it. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't.
I think we're not, I don't think we're talking about it to the degree of, slay queens, right? I just think,
this is not limited to just women.
Yeah.
Hence I said there are also guys who are in that business.
Yeah.
They want to attract people who have money, whether it's women or men.
No, we do.
Yeah, it's not just limited to women.
We do.
There are men who are doing the same. Yes.
And I think our conversation speaks to what commodity does money have when it comes to sex? You see? That's what we are saying.
Have you ever heard that conversation? Chomi a relata ka Benz. And then Chomi a regular champagne the whole night. Chomi a risha kontunya ko santene. Hi Chomi, no ninga se mofe Chomi. Hi no ninga se mofe Chomi, ne sentse re ke mofe because bona ha le re dutse kontunya ko santene Chomi ebe a re bona. The full chicken tenando su chomi, the full chicken ne dilimo, di tena. Kana kwewe, champagne, chomi. How one is not mufile chomi. Because ne kibana rumuna o utokon chokome like. Have you ever heard that conversation? Have you ever been part of that conversation? That's when you will see that money is attractive.
It really is. I think most heterosexual men don't get it.
Oh, they do.
No. Let me tell you why. Sure. You'll answer why. You'll answer in your defense, right? I think if we did, number one, we would not have the Slay Queens and the It Girls that we have. Because for me, you'd understand, Uguti, even in your lane, Even if in your tax bracket or your income bracket, you should have that leeway to say,
Are you not a man, Lou?
I am.
Okay. This I have seen firsthand. Speaking of Slay Queens.
Yeah.
This I have seen firsthand. Hand guy, he's in high school, he wants a certain kind of girl rejects him, fine, gets over it, maybe doesn't, goes to varsity, he wants a certain kind of girl rejects him, guy gets first job, guy buys a Vorpa, and guy knows that should he have that Vorpa, he's going to get that girl that he used to reject him. And guy, without fail, gets that hun. Without fail. Hence I'm asking, are you not a man? Because this is the man playbook. Men know that should you pull up in a certain kind of car, you're going to pull a certain kind of woman.
I see.
Should you smell a certain way, you're going to pull women.
I see.
Should you wear certain labels? Bona, I have seen this numerous times where you're chilling at Groove. Alifi Kelepara just throws his wallet and his car keys on the table. Without saying anything, he'll greet everybody, throws his wallet and his car keys on the table. Car keys, how zuma ori? Hi, man. There are girls who know, okay, this is a... It's a Mercedes. It's this kind of Mercedes. It's a BMW. It's this kind. They can tell just by the key holder what kind of car it is. Do you understand? Men know this. Men know that money is an aphrodisiac. They know that if you present in a certain way,
it will attract. But
yes.
The reality is, you're talking about progressive men, right?
I think our daddies probably did the same. Kadi Cressida, Lady Cambridge,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Indoda Must.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we highlighted the frailties and the social imbalances that men and women live under. And the threshold that men need to live up to in order for them to just be qualified as a man and for them to be recognized in the parliament of life to say, we recognize you, speak or don't speak. So for those who actually go on to accumulate wealth what, let me not even call it wealth, but show off status. Just for you to say, I get my VRPA, I live in an apartment PP, and I go to and I see those people. That's fine and granted. But there are still men who grind and who still...
Absolutely.
You know, my thing is, and then I started with my analogy to say, it's not in the grand things. Aphrodisiac is not in the grandest of things. And I think that's why we have this conversation, to say, it's in the, even in your small, recently, as ignorant as this is going to sound, I only recently subscribed to Netflix. Only recently, like,
wow.
And it's ignorant, right? But that's, you don't know how much of an aphrodisiac it is until you play around with, right? You know, you don't know. We love Bev. What's it? Percentage. If I say hi, come visit, and I, whatever Bev that you consume, I don't know that is food. You know, I know you have a healthy appetite, my friend. I know when you visit me, it can't be snacks and, right? It must be. That is, and all these things, for me, where I'm going with this is, aphrodisiac, depending on what your playing field is, stick to it, but invest in it. Because it's a language.
You know what else is an aphrodisiac?
Yes.
According to the people in the lab, what codes with the 7-year education. Chocolate, oysters,
yes.
Strawberries are also aphrodisiacs, considered as aphrodisiacs. Yes. I eat chocolate like it's bread.
Danko.
It does not turn me on.
Mm.
Just like money, a man with money does not turn me on.
Well, that's you, bitch.
Money is only an aphrodisiac to people who want something.
I see.
Do you understand? If I meet a man and he happens to have money, good for him. Mm. It's got nothing to do with me. Good for him. But I do not actively seek a man with money. It's only on days where I'm frustrated at work and I feel I cannot do this anymore. I want to be a housewife. I want somebody to sponsor my lifestyle. That's when I want a man with money. But on every other day, I do not need a man with money. I do not want a man with money. I am not attracted to or turned on by a man with money.
I see.
I have dated broke men my whole life. That is my spec. Broke men.
By broke, you mean what, bitch? Let's just
clarify. By broke, I mean these men are working 9 to 5.
Yeah, but they're not just broke. Just like me. But they're not broke.
No. In terms of the kind of life that I want to live, they are.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I want to live the soft life, but I'm not going to actively look for somebody who can give me that soft life. Because I know I can give myself the soft life. I'm giving myself the soft life. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Money is an aphrodisiac. This we cannot turn away from.
Yes.
But there are people who actively look for it.
Oh, I see.
It turns them on.
Oh, I see.
They can even tell you when you walk past, Hora a chomi, o uberegisa Dolce and Gabbana perfume, what. They can even, they know by the smell of the perfume that you use. Because that's the business that they're in. So this is a fact of life. Money turns people on.
And money can buy?
Money can buy happiness. Trust me. I know. I keep buying happiness every week in a bottle.
Oh,
money can buy happiness. Yeah. Hello. Have you ever seen a 75% sale of shoes? That for me is happiness. Yes. You can't tell me that money can't buy happiness. I've bought happiness. Yeah. Ooh, have you seen my shoe collection? Have you seen my bag collection? Money can buy happiness.
Yeah.
So there are people who are turned on by people who have money.
Yes.
Because that's what they aspire to. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay. For me, when I meet a guy and he tells me he works 9 to 5, he go guy. Listen, can you make me laugh? Yeah. Yes. It's fine. I'll sleep with you. It's fine. I'll sleep with you. I don't care how much money you have in your account. If you can make me laugh, if you and I can have a connection, if you and I can have a conversation, that's all that I need. I don't care how much money you have, but there are women who will literally, literally fly to Dubai and have somebody kaka on them for money because that is what is attractive to them.
Oh, as ishy as that sounds, excuse the pun. What we're trying to highlight, I think, in a nutshell, as we conclude, is, guys, money is such a very prized commodity when it comes to relationships, and if you have it, good for you.
Congratulations.
You will have bread.
Or you will enjoy life.
You will. But also for those who don't.
Yeah.
Or don't have enough of. Look within your parameters. And that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Look within your parameters, right? When somebody, and I know, guys, it's winter. That text, when are you going to come and see me?
Hey, stranger.
When are you going to come and see me? You, a stranger, whether stranger of any stranger, a stranger must, before you eat the stranger must eat, okay? The stranger must have fun. The stranger must commute to come to you. So, at least, Bandi, at least.
Hi, friend, when are you, you're a different.
At least.
You are a different breed. All men know that in order for the panties to drop, the rents have to drop.
But then
you have to spend. Whether you are chilling at your house, umregeti tin rufu, it's Netflixy which you are paying for, it is Nando's, it is one understand that you have to spend in order for you to get some. And for me that is just
No, because it's not even ridiculous. Because then the question then asks or beckons, are you then that?
Listen, I told you earlier that I've dated poor.
No,
and
I'm saying,
you know why? It's because if I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you. And trust me, I will give it up.
You know, hence I'm saying.
I hope my mama's not listening.
No,
I will give it up. It doesn't matter how much money you have. I'm attracted to you as a person. Yeah. Then tomorrow when I wake up, I'm like, oh my goodness, I am in Sandton overlooking Johannesburg. What is this?
Good morning.
Or maybe I am in a back room and I'm like, oh, this is nice. Ooh, but I had fun last night, didn't I?
Yeah.
It doesn't, for me, money is not the end and be all. Yes. It isn't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you.
Yeah.
But there are other people who are not like me.
Yes. Where money is the prerogative.
Oh, nah. She will not wake up in a back room go for slow.
Yes.
But, she will not.
But then hence I'm saying, I said it and I got smashed and I said, yeah, then you're not any different to ladies of the night. You're not any different. You are not.
Well.
You're not any different.
I agree with you, but yep. That is a conversation for another day.
You are not any different because
not at all, because
the commodity,
it's transactional.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just that the difference is yours. It's like this one is EFT with the other one, and the other one takes a couple of days to get there. But otherwise, the money will still get to.
Yeah, it's transactional.
It's still transactional, but that's what we were talking about, guys. We wanted to ensure. The relationship between sex and money, what is it? Is it that or
money
this?
Money is a panty dropper. I feel like that could be a piano song.
Okay.
Like money is a.
Okay.
Why hasn't anybody done a piano song about that? Like, I feel like that could be. We should do that, actually.
I tell you what we should do. I'm bashing the studio tables, by the way. Is to follow us on our social media platforms as me.
Yeah, no, we're still on Facebook, Daily Zan, and people can tweet us at Daily Zan SA, or they can find us on www.dailyzan.co.za.
/ Mjolo, and you can get to see this and many, many other So once again, a big thank you to you for listening. Guys, we are slowly, 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 gradually, but surely 100. We are there, and we are just marathoning to there. And it's just thank you to your love and your support. And guys, one thing we definitely do support on this particular podcast, please make sure that if you're going to be engaging in sexual activities, aphrodisiac or not, guys, please make sure that you're wearing a condom. You are lubricated if that's your thing. Another thing you need to ensure that you're safe in is make sure that you are sanitized, wearing your mask, especially if you're in an enclosed venue or enclosed proximity. Aye, guys, this thing is just PSA, guys. Please make sure that you are safe. Water, everybody, as Oskumi would say, guys. Water. Water. Drink lots of water. Drink lots of water. But once again, a big thank you for you to listening. For you for listening. If you see me on the streets, definitely know that Lo Kulumai, Mlungu Simbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chiefscop, Muhammad Ali's protege, I definitely roll like a butterfly and buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Gomez Yabi and still does not have a cool outro.
Aphrodisiac or not, this love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Tweety!